switched off, has died. 8-month-old Indy Gregory had been transferred to a hospice after the Court of Appeal ruled against her receiving treatment in Italy. Her dad says he's angry, heartbroken and ashamed. It's understood the Prime Minister's thinking about changing around his top team, which could be bad news for Suella Braverman. The Home Secretary might be sacked after her role in the build-up to weekend pro-Palestinian protests in London. Our Deputy Political Editor Sam Coates has the latest.
There are whispers that this issue is going to be settled and settled quickly. One source even suggested a reshuffle, they claim, with 90% certainty.
Meanwhile, the PM wants to tighten the laws to make it easier to ban marches and prosecute those glorifying terrorism. Gusts of up to 75 miles per hour could hit UK coast today. Two amber warnings are in force for southeastern Northern Ireland and northwestern England. The World Health Organization says baby formula prices, which have risen 24% in the past 2 years, are exploiting British families. The group's blaming profit-driven manufacturers, who argue they've been hit by higher costs. Royal Mail's been fined £5.6 million by the regulator for missing its delivery targets. Ofcom says the company fell by a significant and unexplained margin. And in sport, Chelsea boss Mauricio Pochettino says his side is showing they can compete with the best in the Premier League after a remarkable 4-all draw with Manchester City.
This type of performance, I think we need to use for the future, and we can go before step by step, but maybe we can jump to a step, you know, but caution, because you know today was a massive motivation and the fans and the crowd was amazing.
Liverpool are a point behind leaders City after beating Brentford 3-0. In the Scottish Premiership, leaders Celtic thrashed Aberdeen 6-0. Rangers won 2-0 at Livingston. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you, Tim.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
This morning's going to be overcast and wet, as you would imagine if you'd looked out the window, without breaks of rain, quite a few of them. The rain will clear to the east in the afternoon, leaving it drier with sunny spells and some patchy cloud. Windy day today, 14 degrees is your high. Still quite dark as well, isn't it? Tonight we'll see clear spells and patches of cloud. It's also going to remain dry for most, with just the outside chance of a shower from the west. 9 degrees is your overnight low.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
It's Mikey's Breakfast on Brentford and Billericay's Phoenix FM, exactly 3 minutes past eight. Then on Monday, 13th of November, songs on the way from Alvin Stardust. Yes, that strange bloke who used to wear the rings on the outside of his leather gloves. Do you remember that? Belinda Carlisle, also Billy Ocean coming up for you. All the songs are in the 80s in this hour. That's why it's called 80s at 8.
Mikey in the morning.
80s at 8.
Pretend you're happy when you're blue. It isn't very hard to do, and you will find happiness without an end if you pretend. Remember, anyone can dream, and nothing's bad as it may seem. The little things you haven't got. Just like me, the world is mine.
can share, one you can call your own. Just close your eyes, you'll be there. You'll never be alone. And if you sing this melody, you'll be pretending just like me. World is mine, it can be yours, my friend. So why don't you pretend? So why don't you pretend? So why don't you pretend?
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:14 then, so three great songs, all 80s, you know. Elvin Stardust on Pretend, I've forgotten all about that one. Belinda Carlisle, Circle in the Sand, and that was Billy Ocean, Get Out of My Dreams and Into My Car. We've got Sheena Easton on the way next, and Diana Ross when we continue the 80s.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella!
The most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball!
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince!
Wait! I don't even know your name!
We're back! At the Towngate Theatre Basildon with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Book now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive, weekdays 3 till 6pm, with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
80s at 8.
you turn me inside out and round and round, upside down. Boy, you turn me inside out and round and round. Instinctively, you give to me the love that I need. I cherish the moments with you. Respectfully, I say to thee, I'm aware that you're cheating when no one makes me feel like you do. Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and round and round. Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and round and round. I know you got charm and appeal, always play the field. I'm crazy to think you're all mine.
Breakfast on Brentwood and Blericke's Phoenix FM. It's 8:24 now, Monday 13th of November. We've got Heaven 17 on the way next, and we continue the 80s.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look. Red lines everywhere. Wilson's Corner very slow. Ongar Road is slow from Larkins Playing Fields down to Wilson's Corner and back to Doddinghurst Road roundabout again. Shenfield Road is slow from Hutton Road right the way down to Middleton Hall Lane, and it's quite stop-start all the way back as well. Middleton Hall Lane very slow in both directions between Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road. Ingrave Road itself starts to slow down just before Orchard Avenue, Butlin roundabout, not as far back as Mason's Wine Bar, but from there up to Wilson's Corner and back to Shenfield Common traffic lights. It's quite chock-a-block, to be honest with you. Seven Arches Road is very slow from the train overpass area up to Shenfield Common traffic lights. The other direction looks okay. Outside Brentwood Station on the B186, that's slow, very slow from Worley Mount up to the King's Road roundabout and back to the station. The High Street's, well, it's slower than normal from the King's Road traffic lights up to Wilson's Corner and back again. Also, Hutton Road's quite slow from Priest's Lane roundabout across to Alexander Lane roundabout and back again. Slowest part, as you would imagine, is directly outside the station. Hanging Hill Lane is also very very slow from Rayleigh Road down to St Martin's School, and from just before Costacutter Supermarket up to St Martin's School in the opposite direction. The A128 is quite slow as well. It's almost back to the A127 at the moment. That's coming into Brentwood from there right the way up to Hillcrest Nurseries. Very slow. The other direction seems to be okay though. Over in Billericay, the A176 is slow from the Langdon Road roundabout up to the Sun Street, Chapel Street roundabout, then across to the bottom of the High Street and back down into Langdon Road, level with the Billericay School. And South End Road is quite slow from, what's the name of that road there? Maple Mead. From Maple Mead going up to the junction with the A176, that's slow. The High Street in Billericay doesn't seem to be too bad. It is a little bit slow on Stock Road, St Andrew's Drive on Stock Road, down to the Norsey Road junction, but once you get past that, it all seems to be okay. On the motorways, the M11 London bound, we've got some slow traffic between junction 6, the M25, and junction 4, the A406. Now the two problems on the M11, it's slow between junction 8 Stansted and junction 7 Harlow, and it's also slow from junction 7 Harlow to junction 6, the M25. Two separate incidents there. On the M25 anti-clockwise, it's slow between junction 31 Lakeside and junction 30, the A13, and again anti-clockwise M25, it's slow between junction 29, the A127, and junction 28, the A12. On the A12 London bound, it's slow between junction 21 Whittam South and junction 20 Hatfield Peveril. Also slow between junction 24 Kelvedon North and junction 22 Whittam North. A12 northbound, slow traffic between junction 17 Howell Green and junction 19 Boreham Interchange. London bound A12, it's slow between junction 18 Sandon and junction 17 Howell Green. On the A127 London bound, we've got some slow traffic on between Kent Elms Corner and Progress Road. Over in the corner there on the A13 westbound, it's slow from the Stifford Interchange. That's going towards the M25 at junction 30. Canvey Island slow as well on Somms Avenue between Central Wall Road and Canvey Way. A127 London bound is slow between Rayleigh Weir and the Fair Glen Interchange. Back to the A12 London bound, slow traffic between junction 28 Football Stadium and junction 25 Marks Tay. A12 again, it's slow in the Brentwood Bypass. That's between junction 12 Shenfield, London bound this is, and to junction 11, the M25. A127 London bound, it's slow between Noak Bridge, the A176, and the M25 junction 29. And westbound on the A13, it's slow between the Pitsy Flyover, A132, and the Five Bells Interchange, A176. And that's a lot, that's all I can see. As always, if you can see a problem and I'm not talking about it, call me and tell me. 01277 2030 32 the number is. And don't forget, if you're in your car, don't touch your phone while the engine's running. It is illegal. You will get caught. It's just a matter of time. We've got another traffic update for you in about 60 minutes.
Phoenix FM.
I've never been closer. I tried to understand that sudden feeling carved by another's hand. But it's too late to hesitate. We can't keep on living like this.
Can't break away. Leave no trace.
Mackey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:33, then 27 to 9 on the way next. We've got the Human League and Mirror Man, and sandwiched in between of Heaven 17 and the Human League, we've got Colin. Morning, Colin.
Morning, Mikey. That's very appropriate because Human League are one of my favourite bands.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, I used to love them back in the day. Yeah.
Oh, they were great,
yeah.
Weren't they?
I bought their album Dare the first day it came out. I was up the shops buying it as soon as it came out, yeah.
That Heaven 17 one does the memories for me. It's fantastic.
Yeah, great music.
It takes
me
right back.
Yeah.
Well, this is Colin Barber from the Brentwood Chamber of Commerce. Now, Colin, I wanted to talk to you this morning because we had a fantastic ado we had, didn't we?
It was a bit of amazing. Ado. Yeah, really, really
fantastic.
Good celebration. Yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
We had it in Stockbrook Manor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
And it was the Brentwood Business Awards presentation.
Right, yeah. Nearly 250 people there, so very
that's
well.
Amazing.
Very well. Very well
fantastic.
Attended.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
I've got to say, the atmosphere was phenomenal.
Oh, yes, it always is. It's just excitement and the fact that people don't, even though they're one of the finest, they just don't really believe they're going to win. And when
you see
their faces when they're announcers a win or talking to them afterwards, they're just so thrilled with it and everything. They're really, really, really pleased. And, of course, I do need to congratulate Phoenix FM on being one of the winners of the Community Engagement Award, which is a fantastic recognition of what you do for the community of Brentwood. So thank you and congratulations.
Our Steve Roach was there to collect the award.
Yeah. So that was a great moment for you as well. But the other thing I noticed this year also, there was a lot of younger people there, sort of in their 20s, early 30s, which you don't always get at this award, and obviously they're the future of business in Brentwood, so it's good to see so many youngsters there as well.
Yeah,
and
they
enjoyed it. They were the ones still there at the end, you know, midnight still dancing away, so
that
was great, yeah.
But that's it. I mean, the new format of the show was perfect. It was so slick.
That's right, yeah. We went for a lot more video, pre-recording the video, so we could actually have a video about each of the finalists and gave them a chance to find out about each person, whilst also managing the time, because obviously one of the key points to an event like this is you don't want it to drag on too long.
No, that's right.
And we managed to achieve that this year, making it nice and slick, as you say, and everyone knew what was happening. It was all very well organised, so congratulations to everyone that was involved in the organisation of the event.
See, notoriously, these things can drag on and drag on, and people being people, unless they're actually involved in exactly what's going on the stage, they start to
I mean, if you've just won a category, you're going to be celebrating, you're not going to want to listen to the next category,
right.
You just want to have a chat and think, wow, we've
then
actually won
the window, it being slicker was a huge bonus to it.
Yes, yeah, that was definitely something we thought about in the planning this year. One of the key factors we took into consideration was making sure that we tried to get the target was an hour and a quarter. I think we actually came in under target in terms of how long the actual awards took. Yeah, about an hour, so that was good. And as I say, the videos really made a difference for that, and it just meant people had more time afterwards to celebrate and enjoy the evening, basically.
I've got to tell you, Leah does a fantastic job.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, Leah Burke is our main coordinator on the executive committee, and you know, she is the star of the show, and she really does a great job, both in terms of organising it, making sure everyone's comfortable, keeping the suppliers in order, making sure they do what they're told to do, and, she just generally runs a very tight ship, and we really do want to show our appreciation to her for the excellent job that she does. So,
well done,
Leah.
She really is fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, you've given me a sheet with all the winners on it.
That's right, yeah, all the different categories, and it's interesting because, you know, we call it Brentwood Business Awards, but it's not just businesses in a traditional sense. I mean, obviously yourselves, Phoenix FM, Community Radio, we've got charities involved as well, Best Charities, we've got various other non-profit-making organisations, and we've got small business, we've got large businesses. One other point to mention, of course, is the overall winners, MJ Bushell Accountants. Now, not only is it the first time that a firm of accountants have won, but it's actually the first time that MJ Bushell have entered the award, so that's excellent as well.
Wow.
So the first time they enter, and they go ahead and win the overall Business of the Year award. So, and there was 12 people there from their firm on Friday night, and you know, just talking to them or seeing them afterwards, they were just so excited and so proud of what they'd achieved. It really is a tremendous achievement for them, and obviously it's something that they can go on and use to promote their business throughout the year, you know, shout about it. You know, what better way of saying your business is successful than saying we've won an award as Brentwood Business of the Year? You know, it really does make a tremendous difference to a company to have won, as we know from previous winners.
Well I had a chat with the gentleman from Zest Recycle.
Yes,
this was last
Tony.
Year. After he'd done it, he came in and we had a nice little chat, had a little interview and all this. And I said to him off air, look, just between me and you, has it made a great difference to your business? He went, huge difference.
Yeah.
People are coming to him now because they've seen his name associated with it all, and he won. So that's it, Bosch. They come straight to him.
Exactly. Yeah.
Fantastic.
That's
beautiful for the businesses in Brentwood.
And it really is up to them to make the most of the award. I mean, we supply them with digital banners. They obviously get a trophy. And there's various ways in which they can promote it. They can promote it on social media and just basically shout about the fact that they won the Brentwood Business of the Year, or that they won any of the various categories, definitely.
Now, next year, you've probably started planning this already.
Well, we were talking already this morning about it.
I knew you had.
We are thinking ahead. Obviously, the key to ongoing success of any organisation or any event like this is to build on what went well and then think about which things we could improve on. Hmm. So literally in the car on the way home on Friday night, we were talking about things that we could do differently. What could we change next year? What could we improve on? What went really well? And we've got our first committee meeting, obviously, beginning of next month to discuss it. The format will be broadly the same with the, hopefully, our headline sponsor, Pinny Talfour, will continue to sponsor it. And hopefully yourselves, Phoenix FM, will continue as
the
media partner.
Yeah, we will. Yeah.
And one thing we have found in the past, actually, is a lot of the category sponsors do sponsor year after year because, again, there's a benefit for them in terms of publicity. And it's also an interesting exercise for them because each sponsor gets to judge their category.
Yeah.
We tend to sometimes change one or two different categories each year. We see which ones are the most popular, which ones gain the most entries. And we had, for example, a new category a couple of years ago, the People's Choice, which I talked about before, where that's actually asking the people of Brentwood, which is their favourite business. And that does really, not only is it very successful in terms of it, draws attention to businesses who may not have thought of entering the award, but it also publicises the award generally on social media because we're shouting on social media saying, who's your favourite business? Brentwood Business Awards. So it makes a lot more people aware of the Brentwood Business Awards. So onwards and upwards.
So going back to the start of all this, because I know this was the fifth one that you've done.
That's right,
whose idea actually was it?
Well, it's quite a nice little story, actually, because we hold a monthly business breakfast at Mary Green Manor Hotel, which is open to any chamber members, well, non-members as well, actually. And what we do, in order, you know, when you sit down to breakfast around a table, there's about eight people around a table, sometimes the conversation is a little bit stilted to start with.
Yeah.
So what we always do is we have a 10-minute discussion on the table, and we suggest something for them to talk about, a particular subject. And on this particular occasion, which is several years ago, it was about 7-8 years ago, the subject of conversation was, what else could the Chamber of Commerce do to help improve business in Brentwood? I don't actually know who it was that came up with the idea, but one of the suggestions was a Brentwood Business Awards.
Fantastic idea.
We then had a guy on our committee called Paul Gully, who had experience of attending other business awards, so he was instrumental in getting it off the ground. It actually took 18 months to plan it. We decided that particular year, we decided we won't do it next year, we'll do it the following year to give us 18 months to plan it. It paid off spending those 18 months planning it because, broadly speaking, we've kept the same format ever since. So where are we now? 2023. It's probably about 2016, 2017 that the idea first came about.
Wow.
And then we planned it all, got the sponsors together, and as I say, just gone on from there.
But you're getting bigger and bigger and bigger now,
definitely,
aren't you?
Yeah.
And you're running out of room and venues.
Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're running out of room for the venue. I mean, we had 250-odd people there on Friday night, and I think potentially we could, if we could find a bigger venue, we'd probably have even more. It's interesting. We don't want to have any more categories because obviously the more categories you have, the longer the actual award ceremony lasts. So again, it's a balancing act. We want to sort of expand, but the main thing to expand is to expand in the number of businesses that enter. Obviously, the more businesses enter, the more businesses are aware of it, and that sort of thing. So, but I think generally speaking, we're very, very happy with it. Very happy. It's been very successful.
Fantastic. Mm. It was fantastic. Standing on the stage and looking out, you see one mass of heads and dinner suits and evening dresses, and you just think this is really good. I'm liking this.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing. There's not so many events nowadays where people actually do dress up. And
no, there isn't.
I know it's sort of some people think it's a bit old fashioned doing that, but I think even some of the youngsters, they seem to enjoy the idea of being able to get just dressed up for the evening. So that's another way it sort of makes it more of a glamorous evening, really. Yeah,
it was really good, and Leah done such an amazing. I know I've said it before. But
she's
amazing.
Tremendous. Yeah,
she is amazing.
Very, very good. Yeah.
So for the future, if somebody is listening to this right now and they think to themselves, right, I want to enter this, how do they enter and when can they enter?
Well, the calendar, broadly speaking, is we spend the next couple of months talking about it and looking at how we're going to go ahead for next year. We then speak to the obviously, first of all, the existing sponsors and ask them if they would like to sponsor again next year. We normally aim to have all the categories and sponsors in place by around about March 2024. And then between April and June is the time when businesses can enter. So we've got a bit of a time lapse yet before they can enter, but we will publicise it. Obviously, I'll come again, have a chat with you. So it'll be around about April, May time next year when businesses can enter. We then, end of June, early July, we end the entry process and then we have a judging process. And then, broadly speaking, September, October, finalising all the details, and November next year, the next award ceremony. Incidentally, one other thing we've got, which is going to be a great event, is on next week we've got a winner meet the winners event for all the winners and finalists to just come along and chat amongst themselves.
Fantastic!
And celebrate. That's at Penny Telford's office in Brentwood. So that's just for the winners and finalists to come along and just enjoy themselves. And,
a little bit of networking going on.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah. And they can sort of share their experience. So that's a wonderful event as well.
Okay, so somebody, obviously this interview will be on the web, on the Phoenix FM page when we finish.
Yeah.
And I'll put a link there. Would you like the link to go to the Chamber of Commerce, or do you want, is there a business awards link you'd like
to
put?
No, if you could link it to the Chamber of Commerce, that would be great, because on the Chamber of Commerce we've got a tab for business awards, so people can click onto the business awards anyway. So that's, the Chamber of Commerce would be excellent.
Fantastic.
www.brentwoodchamber.co.uk.
Fantastic. Colin, you can come in and talk to us about this whenever you want, because I think this is such a good thing to keep the business within Brentwood.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that. That's great,
Advertise it, and, this can only do Brentwood good.
Exactly, yeah.
Thanks ever so much.
Congratulations again to Phoenix. Thank you. We'll be right back.
man. The memories come flooding back. Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:47 now, 13 minutes to 9. Human League there on the way next. We've got Jason Donovan. Don't let that put you off. He's a nice fella. Actually, I might change that. Jets, Crush on You, I'm going to play. That's a great 80s one, isn't it? Don't forget, coming up after 9 o'clock, we've got 90s at 9, a whole hour of 90s songs.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with fine as can do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 Show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Ricky's Breakfast, Brentford and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So the interviews today after 1 o'clock on 1-2-3 with our lovely Scott. He's going to be talking to Mike Davis from Raleigh Town Museum about the First World War.
We can dance if we want to, we can leave your friends behind, cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find, and we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can go if we want to, night is young and so am I, and we can feel deep from our hands to our feet and surprise them with a big surprise. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will, and you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance, everybody's taking the chance.
It's safe to dance, well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance.
We can dance if you want to, we've got all your life. We abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I see, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. But we can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, we can dance. Everybody, look at your hands. But we can dance. We can dance, everybody's taking a chance.
Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.